Our next guest on Downtown has had quite a lengthy career in Hollywood. Television shows and films, movies like Airplane. Pretty much every TV show you can recall from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, from Perry Mason and the Virginian to her role as Murray Slaughter's wife on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and later playing David Spade's mother in Just Shoot Me. She's written a wonderful memoir about her life and her experiences called My Four Hollywood Husbands. We're happy to be joined this afternoon by Joyce Bulifant. Joyce, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I'm so happy you asked me.
You have had such a remarkable career, and I feel like I didn't know the half of it until I read your book, and my goodness, that was an eye-opener, to say the least. You've certainly faced and overcome some challenges along the way.
Well, we all have, but it's how you do it. I recently read a quote, and I think it's my new favorite quote, and that's your attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you can't go anyplace. And I think a lot of it has to do with how you get through things is the attitude that you have.
Well, you faced some challenges right away with a difficult childhood. I think most people wouldn't know that you were in and out of a number of foster homes.
Yes, I was. But you know what? It has also given me appreciation of many things. You can use things that happened to you in the past and to your disservice, or you can use it to make life better for other people.
Your memoir is entitled My Four Hollywood Husbands, and you met the first of those four at a very young age when you were in school together. James MacArthur, best known as Dan-O from Hawaii Five-O, and it didn't click right away. He was a little prickly to deal with at first until you got to know him.
Well, he did have his prickly side. That indeed he did.
He would end up becoming your first husband, and that would also lead you into a long relationship with the First Lady of the American Theater, his mother, Helen Hayes.
Yes, we had a very interesting, diverse, up and down, and very loving relationship right up until she passed. And Jimmy was very sweet about conferring with me regarding the service for her funeral. And the one thing I said, I know your mom would like is bagpipes. And they weren't all during the service, but as we walked out of the church on a very sunshiny but chilly day, as they put her coffin into the hearse, in the distance you could hear the bagpipes. And I thought, oh, good for Jimmy, he did it, because she would love that.
You also, around the same time, met someone who would be a big influence and a guide in your career and your life, the great Lillian Gish. How did you meet her, and how did that relationship grow and blossom through the years?
Well, she was a great friend of Helen's, and she was always stood by me when Helen was down on me, which was often. And one day was kind of like a French fire. I was visiting her in her apartment in New York City. It was such a beautiful apartment to move into. It was all Lillian. It was all beautiful satin brocade and this light pink color. And the whole apartment smelled of tuberose perfume, which she loved. And we'd sit and we'd have chocolates and champagne. And we'd talk about mostly spiritual things. She was a great help in that way. But one day, when Helen wasn't talking to me, Lillian said, "Don't mind her, darling. She has the temper of an Irish washerwoman," and pay no attention. But at that time, the doorbell rang downstairs, and Jim Frazier, Lillian's manager who looked after her and was a great friend, went into panic mode and said, "Quick, get Joyce out the servants' entrance. Helen's on her way up in the elevator." So we had a very close relationship. I called her my fairy godmother.
Well, your first husband, James MacArthur, battled demons, largely alcoholism and a violent temper as well. And that would be a theme throughout your life with your Hollywood husbands, and you've described yourself in many ways as a co-alcoholic. What do you mean by that, Joyce?
Well, Mariette Hartley, my dear friend and wonderful actress, gave me a book when I was on Husband Number Two, which is perfect name for him, Husband Number Two. He really had dark demons, and Mariette gave me a book called The Co-Alcoholic, and I started reading it, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm a big part of this whole problem. I'm feeding into the alcoholism. I'm making excuses and accepting bad behavior, and I can't do this. And I said to Ed, it was Ed Mallory who played Dr. Bill Horton on Days of Our Lives, and he was a wonderful, imaginative and creative person and a good director, a good actor, a Shakespearean actor, too. And he just was so sad in his life. And I said, you know, Ed, I'm causing these problems. I'm part of it. I hope I'm not the cause of it, but I am feeding into your problems. And it's not healthy, and it certainly isn't healthy for the children. And I always had my children at the forefront of my thinking when I had to leave husbands. And I stayed for a long time. My first marriage to Jimmy was 9 years, and to Ed was 7 years, and to Bill Asher, 20 years, and to my wonderful Roger, who stopped drinking, and we were able to have a really happy marriage together, just a beautiful marriage. And that was, we were together 18 years and married 16 years. So, but the important thing, and people don't talk about it very much, is the co-alcoholic. Not only do you feed into the problem because you don't talk about it, the old elephant in the room, but you also become ill as the alcoholic needs more alcohol to feel that buzz and good feeling. As they're getting sicker and sicker, you are getting sicker and sicker. I mean, I had everything. I had migraine, headaches, irritable stomach. I had mono, and I had finally ended up with typhoid fever. I mean, your immune system is so broken down, and as they become more dependent on the alcohol, you become sicker and sicker right alongside. So it's not a healthy existence for either the alcoholic or the codependent person.
We're talking with Joyce Bulifant here on Downtown. You've had so many wonderful performances and worked with so many giants of the business. Can you tell a little bit of the story of working with Fred Astaire?
Oh, my favorite story. I'm glad we got off of that awful subject. But in case anybody was listening who it might be helpful, I hope that's what the book was all about, really. But working with Fred Astaire was, well, first of all, when I was a little girl and I could be with my mother, we would always, my big treat was to go see any Fred Astaire movie. And I had a call from my agent. I was doing the Perry Mason show. And my agent called and he said, Joyce, how would you like to do a show with Fred Astaire? And I said, Ron, listen, I'm really busy. I have to get back on set. Why are you calling? He said, no, would you like to do a show with Fred Astaire? I said, Ron, stop teasing me. I have to get back to the set. And he said, I guess you don't want to do a show with Fred Astaire. I said, wait a minute, are you being serious? He said, yes. Well, I almost fainted on the spot. And he said, not only that, you get to dance with him. And I said, what? And, oh, I imagined as a young girl, you know, in my dreams, being in a ballroom, a beautiful chiffon dress and being lifted into the air and dancing and waltzing and just doing these wonderful things and with Fred Astaire. And I was so excited. And then we got on the set, and guess what the dance was?
As I recall, it was the twist.
That's right. Fire from the ballroom being lifted into the air. However, I did have a chiffon dress on, and he grabbed me and he said, oh, Miss Bulifant, I kept saying, Mr. Astaire, please call me Joyce. And he said, you come behind the flat here. I don't know how to do the twist. Would you please teach me? And you better do it fast because we're about to be on. And I said,
Mr. Astaire, you want me to teach you a dance? He said, yes, and make it quick. So I taught Fred Astaire the twist.
That is perfect. You also did a film, The Happiest Millionaire for Disney with Leslie Ann Warren and a great friend of our show who lives nearby, John Davidson.
Oh, yes, of course, poor John. He used to see me coming, and I did a lot of things for abused children, a lot of fundraising to help. And when he'd see me coming, he'd run the other way because I got him involved in the few. But, yes. That was great fun. It did a number called Bayum Pum Pum, written by the Sherman Brothers. And the movie was written by my good friend, A.J. Carruthers. And that was great fun. Really a terrific time.
You were also cast as the original Carol Brady in the Brady Bunch until... The producer.
Thanks for bringing that up. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, we hit the highs. We have to hit some of those challenges along the way, too.
That's right. All the children, the little girls were cast to look like me. And on Friday before we started shooting, I was for 2 weeks I'd been doing wardrobe, and I was showing the director and the producer the clothes. And I said, now this is what she wears in the garden wedding, and I came out and I twirled around, and they just sort of said, and then I went back and I put on the going away suit, and I said, this is what she wears when she's going away on her honeymoon, and they went, and I went back and I thought, their attitude is so funny, I've never had that happen. Usually, they're always saying, well, is there another color, or do you have to wear those shoes, or is there a scarf, but they were just going, So the third time I came out, I looked at them and I said, is something wrong? And they said, Joyce, sit down. And they said, ABC in New York has changed their mind, and Florence Henderson is available, and they would like her. But we're going to fight for you because we want it to be more like the Lucy show, and you're more like Lucy and doing comedy. So we're going to have to change the whole cast. We have to make the housekeeper now will have to be the funny one and the straight one, and we're fighting for you. Well, the long and short of it is, of course, Florence did it. She was very good. It was extremely successful. And I married Bill Asher and ended up having my own 8 children. I had the reality part, which I've loved forever.
You also managed to get a recurring role in one of the great series of all time, playing Marie Slaughter, the wife of Murray, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. What was that experience like?
Well, that was great. And my dear friend, Gavin McLeod, who played Murray, lives nearby. We get to see each other all the time, and his sweet wife, Patty. And that was great fun. I mean, what a cast. I love going and watching everybody else do their work because they were just, each person was excellent. And Betty White said about me, happy birthday, Betty, wherever you are. She said to me, you know, Joyce, when Joyce tells a naughty joke, it sounds like a nursery rhyme. So I get to tell naughty jokes.
You also have done a tremendous amount of stage work through the years, and would I be accurate in saying that you took a lot of inspiration from your role as Molly in The Unsinkable Molly Brown?
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. You really did read my book, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Well, I'm very dyslexic, and my youngest son, John, who's a director, writer, producer, he's dyslexic, and when she sings the song, I'm Gonna Learn to Read and Write, I really had my heart in it because it was so difficult for me, and I love working with dyslexic children, and I'm the executive vice president of the Dyslexia Foundation, and I've spoken all over the country about dyslexia. So, yes, it meant a lot to me doing that show.
And the fact that you dealt with that yourself when you were young, did that make it even more a matter of pride for you when you were on so many game shows in the 70s and 80s and so good on all of them?
Well, you know, I was always the one giving the stupid, sometimes funny, sometimes naughty answers on Match Game. And that was because I couldn't spell. And you had to hold up your what you put in the little slit. You had to hold up and show everybody. And I couldn't spell lots of times, so I had to try to think of something close to the answer that I could spell. So sometimes it came off kind of terrible. But you know where I was really good was passwords.
Yes.
Because when you're dyslexic, you use mnemonics. You have to think of one word to get to another. That's why some children appear to be slow, because they're either making a story around the word to get to it, or they're thinking of another word that's going to lead them to that word. And so password was just an automatic good thing for me to do. And I even won the celebrity match game. I felt like Miss America. They gave me roses and a silver plate and everything. It was great.
Yeah, except when you were doing the match game and had to try and get away from Gene Rayburn, right?
Oh, yes. That was a little difficult. That was difficult. and also Richard Dawson. We won't go into, but if you read the book, you'll see.
Yes, absolutely. We're talking with Joyce Bolifant here on Downtown. Can you talk a little bit about working with David Spade and that terrific ensemble on Just Shoot Me?
Oh, that was so fun. I loved doing that. But it was different. We were on the Mary Tyler Moore stage at CBS in the Valley. And at one point, after I did the scene, my first scene, they said, okay, everyone, hit the rails. And I thought, what are they talking about, hit the rails? And what I found out was that the writers all line up, who are now given producer credit as well, all line up at the rail where the bleachers are, where people sit to see the show. And they all give you notes on your performance. And you go down the line taking the notes, and the first one said, oh, I love the way you read that line. That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. And the second one would say, you know, the way you did that line, could you think, give it a different color, try this. And I was thinking, what? And then the next one would say something else, and the next one would say. And I was brought up in the theater where the director's word is God, and that's who you listen to. And here were all these people giving you 10 different notes. So I said to David Spade, what the heck do you do? I mean, which note do you take? He said, your own note. Do what you think is the best. And he was a very nice guy to work with. They all were on that set. It was a fun role. I loved doing that.
Well, I wanted to ask you, too, about you were on so many series in the 60s and 70s and the 80s and on and on and on. But one show in particular I wanted to ask about, because we're here in Bangor, Maine, and the star of the series was from Bangor. Do you remember anything about working with Wayne Maunder on Lancer?
Oh, Lancer. Oh, my gosh. Wasn't that also Jim Stacy? Was he the star of that?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah. Poor Jim, and he had that terrible accident. But, gosh, which role did he play? I'm so bad at names.
He was the other brother. He was Jim Stacy's brother on Lancer.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, the book is absolutely wonderful, and I have to say, a happy ending in many ways, because your relationship with Roger that had started back in the early 60s when you first met, and you clearly... I had a connection there, and he was always sort of there, but the fact that you finally were able to get together and have all those years together was just, that put a big smile on my face. I was so happy for both of you, and that you got that big family that you always wanted as well.
I sure did, and I mean, the story of Roger and me is woven all through the book. It's a real love story, and it was a miracle. We would look at each other right before we'd have dinner, hold hands, and say, thank you, God, for this miracle. I mean, it really was. And the fact that he was sober for 24 years. Otherwise, it wouldn't have worked, because I had learned too much by then.
Joyce, thank you so much. I've enjoyed your work so much through the years. The book was a wonderful read and so uplifting. And I really appreciate you making time for us today.
Well, thank you. Be sure to tell them they can get it on Amazon.
Oh, I will do that. No doubt about it. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Joyce Bolifant. The book is called My Four Hollywood Husbands, and indeed it is available at Amazon.com. It really is a fascinating read. She had five husbands. Four of them were in the entertainment business. We mentioned James MacArthur of Hawaii Five-O, Edward Mallory, number two, as she said, an appropriate term for him, who had been on Days of Our Lives, and then Bill Asher, who was married to Elizabeth Montgomery and produced and directed Bewitched. And in the book, she talks about finding these bound copies of scripts that he had written, going back to I Love Lucy.
Wow.
He was a writer and director on I Love Lucy and had a remarkable career, but also was plagued by depression and alcoholism. And then finally, Roger Perry, who she'd had a little fling with way back in the early 60s. And then 30 years later, they reconnect and boom, he is now recovering alcoholic and was sober for more than 20 years, as she said. And unfortunately, he passed away about a year and a half ago. But how cool that love story finally came around after all those years. But just a very interesting and positive person, despite the struggles she's faced along the way. Thanks to Joyce Bulifant for being with us.